Hey, good morning, 710. Brock Hunter.
That's what you stepped in. That was what time you shoot. And that explains the abrasion on your palm. Damn, I'm good.
You know, with this lockdown pretty much happening, it's a good time to get caught up on all your old favorite movies, including Ace Ventura 2, Pet Detective.
Hello, Ace.
Oh, hello, Ace. Don't just stand there. Throw me a spear. Oh, it's going to make me laugh every time. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7-11. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Things sound a little bit different this morning, if you hear maybe an echo or a delay, we are doing something different. Hunter is broadcasting from his basement.
From the Grand Canyon. That's why you hear the echo.
Hello. You ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have. When I was, I think I was in like sixth grade.
Too bad your parents didn't push in.
Oh, they nearly did, Brock. I got to the edge, and my dad thought twice about it.
No, he thunked twice. No, he should have done it. Anyway, so Hunter's in his basement. We're going to do our best to make this show go on, even with the craziness that's going on. Try and make you forget about it for a little bit.
The show must go on.
It must go on. And with that said, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. This is going to be interesting because usually we're really tight on this. You know, you and I, bing, bang, boom. Anyway, you can call Pump That Septic, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Even though this craziness is going on all over the place, people are staying home. Businesses are being forced to close. They're having limited hours, all that stuff. The one business that is booming is cam girls. Hunter, you know all about cam girls. What do you think about this?
Absolutely. I actually have it on right now here in my basement.
That's actually, you should be a cam guy now. Just do the show naked while you're...
That looks a lot like Kiki.
Wait a minute. Hey, dude. If she's going to make more money doing that, that's fine. Go ahead. a lot of people are staying in. They need something to do. So they're subscribing to XXX websites and sending their money to cam girls, which is, safe all the way around. You can't go to a strip club now. Kidding me? Those were filthy before. With the coronavirus.
I guess I really didn't think about that, man. Yeah, the internet business is probably going to be booming here coming this week and until further notice, if you will.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is they were at Italy. Pornhub is giving people who live in Italy free Prime memberships. So you can get the premium membership in Italy for free now because, you're stuck inside. They want to help out any way they can.
Well, you know what? If they could send that my way to my basement, it'd occupy some of my time, Brock.
You got to feel something to do for 4 hours. So if you're a cam girl or you've been wanting to start, now is the time to do it because you're going to make buco bucks and everyone's going to be.
Hey, Amanda, you starting your new job today?
That is. Oh, my God. She is starting her new job today. That's funny.
Wait a second.
Lastly, Tom Hanks has channeled Mr. Rogers in his latest update after testing positive for the coronavirus. The actor, who's in isolation with wife Rita Wilson in Australia, wrote on Instagram, "Thanks to the helpers, let's take care of ourselves and each other." And he's got a picture of a kangaroo and then some Vegemite on some toast. What the hell is Vegemite? Do you know what Vegemite is?
No idea. I don't even know how to spell it.
It's a Australian thing. I know that, but I don't know what it is. It looks gross. It does not look good at all. Anyway, yeah, I hope Tom Hanks stays safe. Obviously, he's one of our treasured actors, and I hope to God nothing else happens to him. I hope he just gets better.
So you said he is quarantined in Australia then,
Him and his wife both tested positive for the coronavirus, so they're quarantined in Australia at this point.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. There's a few other, Charles Barkley is one of them. He kind of self-admitted himself, and a few others as well.
So. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's better than spreading it around, and of course, when they're in that public eye, you're out doing all these meet and greet things, you're traveling, I told you, keep an eye on that wife here. She was down in Florida, dude, and Florida's crazy.
For real. I'm just going to stay here in the old basement.
Just bathe her in Purell. And that's it. All right. Well, there you go. That's your morning dump brought to you by, oh, my God, I just had a brain
fart.
Pump
that septic,
geez,
bro.
Good God, man. My brain just went like, nope, we're done talking. That's it. You're done. Don't even. Yes, of course. Your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. I need a break.
The thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:21. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Still got you there. You haven't fallen asleep down in your basement yet. I am fairly impressed.
Wait, what?
Oh, God. That's one of these times. You're just going to have the headphones on. We'll be like, Hunter. 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 I'm there. Huh? I'm here. Oh, God. Anyway, a quick look at your forecast here before we move on to sports. Today, we got a chance for some clouds. Rain this afternoon, high of 45. Tonight, cloudy, chance for some rain and a low of 36. Tomorrow, rain, high of 45. It's kind of staying up in the mid to upper 40s, maybe even, I think, hitting 60.
It's
by Friday.
It's trying. It's, I think it's close.
We needed to get warmer, too, because that will actually help out with this corona crap. So about time. We need nice sand-worn beaches and that virus to die. Let's do your sports right now.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're in your basement playing video games. Speaking of video games. You're down there playing video games. So this is actually sports related. So obviously a lot of people are staying inside. They got to. We're all kind of quarantined, locked off. So that means it's time to play video games. Well, one video game, MLB The Show, was released to some gamers on PlayStation 4. And it didn't take long for those gamers to upload videos online featuring Houston Astros batters getting pegged with beanballs. What do you think about this?
I knew it. That's hilarious, man. It's like going from the Madden curse to baseball now. Yeah, they're just going to be in the Astros players the whole time.
So people are literally taking videos, screenshots of them playing MLB 20 and them purposely hitting the Astro players. So now it's trickled over into video games.
No, excuse me, Brock. You said the name wrong. It's the Houston Astros.
The Houston Astros. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. And see, that's just to a select a group of gamers, not to the world, because it'll be released here pretty soon. So,
do they know if they have it on Xbox? I'm about to download it right now. I'm going to start beating some Astro players,
I don't know if they do or not, but if it does, I think we'll have to do live from Hunter's basement during the Plan B Morning Show, you beating the Astros. All right, honestly, that's really all we got for sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey there, good morning. 7:33, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
What's up, your ass? Hunter is down in his basement right now. People may go, what? What's happening?
Basement boy.
So so everyone knows, and we'll fill you in as we go, but if you're just joining us, in order to kind of cut down on too much social interaction and keep these studios limited to people, we've kind of spread it out. So two people morning shows, like the Plan B Morning Show, were actually separate. So Hunter is in his basement. He's using our broadcasting equipment.
Just taking certain precautions, you know. I got to, just like everybody else.
I'm the only one allowed here in the IRX studio. So I'm kind of quarantined to this area, and we're going to do that.
Which is kind of weird, because you're like the dirtiest guy at the radio station.
You know what, bitch? I'm so clean. You shut the hell up. So anyway, that's what's going on. If you hear things maybe sound a little bit different, or, you know, it's not the same perfect quality as you're used to, just deal with it, all right? We're all dealing with stuff right now, you son of a bitch. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Obviously, go see Joey C's Pizzeria. Pizza, pasta, subs, M139 in Benton Harbor. Ooh, I can smell it now. You can have it for breakfast. It's so damn good. Anyway, Joey C's Pizzeria, what's the matter for you? Your topic for today, we're talking about habits, bad habits. What's a bad bathroom habit that your significant other has that drives you absolutely crazy? I got mine. As soon as I found this topic, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Kiki always leaves the hair straightener on the side of the sink. And I can't tell you how many times I have knocked that over, Hunter. How many times it just has fallen to the ground.
Isn't that, what if your sink was full of water? Isn't that a death trap?
Not the hair straight. Well, I don't know. Actually, I haven't tried it out, but it's just always, it would take 2 seconds to unplug it, roll it up, and put it away.
Oh, the biggest problem is when you guys get in the car and leave, and she's like, oh, my God, the hair straightener.
I've found it on before after it's been on for a few hours. I'm like, hey, your hair straightener's on. Shut it off, lady.
You know anyway, how many houses these things have burned down?
She's going to burn ours down, for God's sakes. Does your lovely wife have any bad bathroom habits?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, it's terrible. Every time I take a shower, it's like I'm taking a shower with a Yeti because there's hair all over the wall. Where does all this hair come from, and why do you put it on? Why do women put it on the wall? Well, it's easy, right?
Yeah.
But they never clean it up.
No.
And then I go take a shower, and it's disgusting.
You turn, and it gets stuck on your back, and then you can't reach it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
No, I think that's where it comes from, because I know if you've pulled a hair from a certain part of your body, and it's not your hair. It's Kiki's hair. It always comes from places where the sun doesn't shine, Brock. And I'm always wondering, I'm like, how can hair get there? Like where's it? And I think it's from the shower, man. The bathroom.
It's got to be. Yeah. I think that's something women are taught at a young age. Like, oh, by the way, just put your hair when you're showering. Just put it on the side of the shower. It's fine.
Have you ever put one of those snakes down your drain? And what comes out of that drain?
It's terrible.
That's not our hair, Brock.
No.
Our hair doesn't get that long.
Well, there's some ball hair in there. But, I mean, not that bad, though. Not that bad. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What bad bathroom habits does your significant other have that drives you crazy? We'll read your answers and get yours when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. Mega Power,
I've been in my basement practicing impressions for the past few days.
Yeah, you better be so good at it when you come back after this quarantine, man. It's crazy. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What bad bathroom habits does your significant other have that drives you crazy? We got some great comments on Facebook. Cynthia had one. Brushing teeth in the shower.
What?
Do you ever brush your teeth in the shower, Hunter?
I mean, dude, I like to push time a little bit, but for the love of God, if you're brushing your teeth while you're taking, I don't know.
See, that to me just seems like you're saving water. That's not a bad idea.
So here's the thing. Are they starting to brush their teeth over the sink and then get in the shower, or is the toothpaste, the toothbrush, the whole shebang in the shower? That's the question.
That is a very good question. I don't know. I honestly don't
know. Because if it's in the shower previously, it's brilliant. It's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, I think I'm going to start doing that. Save myself some time. Michelle said beard trimmings in the sink.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've been yelled at so many times. Oh, clean up your hair, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
The towel trick, right?
You
it's like you wear a towel like a bib, and then you somehow suction cup it to the mirror. I believe is that what people do?
Yeah, you can do that if you have the suction cups, though. But I don't have suction cups.
Yeah. So it just goes down the drain.
What a dumb idea, Hunter.
Come on. I think it's a real thing. I think people sell that.
You can buy it. Yeah, you can buy a beard trimming a bib, if you will. No, what I usually do is I'll stand in the tub, like in the shower tub, and then I'll take the mirror and I'll open it just enough and like tape it into place so then I can do the main stuff in the tub, and then I go and do the cleanup, and it's less cleanup that way, so.
A lot of hair, man.
That is a lot of hair. Dude, when I shaved after I had my big beard, oh, my God. It was nuts. I thought I plugged the toilet when I flushed it down. It was crazy.
It looked like a barber's floor.
It was. It was a mess, man. Jason said, farting in the tub while I'm in there. What?
It's surprisingly loud.
But it
doesn't take away from the stink at all.
Do you take a lot of baths and you're just farting in bathtubs?
No, I got a hot tub.
Oh, so you fart in the hot tub all the time.
Yeah, dude.
I will never, ever, ever get in that hot tub that you own, just so you know.
I might broadcast from the hot tub tomorrow morning.
Oh, dude, you better. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What bad bathroom habits does your significant other have that drives you crazy? More when we come back. Stick around. Do we? Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
You mean shenanigans?
Oh. 7:55, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What bad bathroom habits does your significant other have that drives you nuts? Kayla had a good one. She said putting the toilet paper roll on wrong. Is there a right way to do it or a wrong way to do it, Hunter?
Ooh, you know what, man? I think there is a right way.
Yeah.
But I think we can all agree that just whatever it goes at first is the way it's going to be.
It's got to be over the top. If it's not over the top, you're doing it wrong. And I will.
Would you take it back off and redo it to make it right?
Yes, I will. I will.
Wow.
And then I yell at my wife. Say, listen here, you dumb. No, I don't do that. That's mean. That's mean. I would never do that over a toilet paper roll. Come on now. Let's see.
Well, do you have toilet paper now?
Yeah, barely. We're running low. We're about ready to break into the napkins. So we'll see.
$10 a square, man.
It's $10 a square. Crazy, dude. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I don't know why we're hoarding toilet paper. It's not an issue if you get the coronavirus.
I think we should do a whole show on that at some point.
On toilet paper?
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures, like, at the local stores? Just emptiness.
I was in Walmart a couple times this weekend, and there is no toilet paper there. None.
And
paper towels, too. There's hardly any paper towels there, so, yeah.
Somebody posted the life hack of the paper. Just buy paper towel rolls, and you take a knife, and you cut the paper towel rolls in half.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
But you can't flush paper towel rolls down the toilet, can you?
Sure you can. You don't want to. It doesn't break down probably as well is toilet paper, but I mean you can. So
yeah,
and you don't probably. I mean, if you got that, you know, that big old bounty, I don't think you need as much, do you? Big old bounty roll.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, Amanda, cut those paper towel rolls in half. We're good.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Let's see. Joy said reading on the toilet, not letting anyone in. How long are they on there for?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What kind of reading?
I got War and Peace done. I read a whole War and Peace novel. It's great. All 9,000 pages.
More of a books on tape kind of a guy in the bathroom.
What are you doing in there? I'm just listening to my books on tape. It's great. Amanda said sitting on the toilet with a half-eaten banana. Huh, that sounds really specific.
Wait, which Amanda? My Amanda?
Your Amanda.
She called me out?
Sitting on a toilet with a half-eaten banana. You just hanging out on a toilet eating a banana?
She called me out?
That's hilarious. Yeah, it was. It was Saturday, man. I was sitting on the toilet eating a banana, and she walks by. What are you doing?
Were you cramping up halfway through that you needed some potassium? For God's sakes, man. Oh, God, give me a banana. I'm getting a cramp. I'm getting a cramp.
I was pushing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to end on that. We're going to end on you eating a banana on the toilet, you weirdo. Rock 107.